There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
I'm at a point, Ron, where I like to listen to the messaging overall that's coming out of the building. And I'm just not very comfortable or confident in what that messaging is. D'Amico and CJ both spoke to the media.
What is it that you're not comfortable about? Like,
there's several of them. I mean, you listened to D'Amico Ryans yesterday. I mean, D'Amico Ryans was asked about the 6-3 start and the halfway point. Oh, I'm really comfortable. We're playing really good football, and guys are making. No, you're not. Like, you're 6-3, and you're not playing really good football.
I mean, they're all
fixable. There's a ton of things that you've got to get fixed and that you've got to work out to be competitive at that championship level, and we're still hearing things like that, and you're still hearing like, oh hey, how do you get this offensive line right? Like, what to you mentions or signifies success for the offensive line? Oh, just execute our offense. No, it's not that easy. Like, I'm so tired of just hearing about execution. Oh, we just got to execute. Oh, we just got to execute. That's such a cop out. It's such a all right, move on, let's sweep it under the rug type of response. And so whether it's D'Amico doing the execute thing or everybody's playing well thing, and not like, it just seems like that's the messaging in the locker room as well. You look at CJ, and it's listen to what CJ said yesterday, and it seemed like the overarching theme is all joy and happy, and I'm just going to have fun, and that's how I need to get better, is have more fun and smile and laugh more. And I'm like, I don't know if you're CJ Stroud, if you're Laramie Tunsil, if you're Joe Mixon, and he's gone for 100 yards every time he's finished a game. If you're any of those guys, I don't know how, like, you even shape your mouth to talk about being happy and smiling and having fun. Like, I don't know how. He vaguely mentioned at the very end of the whole shtick of being, joy and happy, and the biggest battle is you versus you and all this crap. I mean, it's like he vaguely mentions, something about needing to get the ball out of his hand or something. It's just, it's so, the shtick is like from CJ is growing old on me, man. And I don't hear all of this stuff. And we talked about this earlier. All of this stuff I'm talking about, like, it's easy to go, oh man, somebody's so humble and oh yeah, man, when you're winning 10 games. But boy, when there's a stretch of struggle, man, the inability to just be real is a turnoff for me.
But I think he is being real. I think that's
well, I mean, that's fine. You can feel however you like. The whole, it's just a game and be happy and joy and all of this stuff like that. I think it's a stick. I think it's personally a stick. Yeah. The inability to just be like real and authentic about what's going on the field, I think it's a stick.
I think maybe they don't want to share, but I think D'Amico is a naturally positive person, and I think he views things that way. I think CJ is like that too, and to the point, I think it's a slippery slope. I understand. Like, hey guys, look at this. Hey, look, we're not good. We're not good. But I think it is a slippery slope for them to not be who they are, right? I think that's the way CJ leads. He's a natural, like, hey guys, I'm with you. Like, we're good. I'm gonna, like, don't worry. I'm a positive thing. And And we've seen, to me, when he's got frustrated and he's fired his helmet, or he's got frustrated and he's laid on the ground, don't touch me, Laramie. I'll get – like, I don't think that's – I want those guys to be themselves. And I
want them to win. I want them to win. When something stinks and when something's – like, there were at least three questions that CJ was asked where he could have very easily said, look, man, this ain't about my offensive line. This isn't about my play caller. This isn't about this is about me getting the ball out. This is about me making better decisions. This is about me being a fixer. This is about me being the level quarterback that I need to be. And instead, it's just this like soft shoe, and we got to get the protection right. And you know, it's easy to get mad at Bobby. We can't protect. Tank could get open. Tank's been open all year long, which is not true. Tank's been open all year long, and it's just about getting the time to get him the ball. And it's like, come on, man. The nice guy stuff is like, no. I mean,
that's him. Well, I mean,
that's fine. That can be him. I think it's very hard to be that way in adverse times when you're not playing your best football. That's my point. It's like it's easy to be Mr. Positive and Mr. Good Guy when everything's you're exceeding expectations and you're winning ball games. And when the team's on a skid, the play caller's not as much of an advantage as he was last year. Your receivers are injured and you're not getting the same protection. Like there's a time and a place. And I'm not saying, again, I know there's a lot of people out there that want to, I'm not blaming anybody. I'm not saying that CJ should go out there and pinpoint, well, this guy sucks and that guy sucks. And no, in my opinion, it's such a fake, like, because there's no way these guys aren't just pissed off to the nines. There's no way. There's absolutely no way. And to put on this front of like, oh, everything's going to be fine, it's all fixable, it's all, and you're the guys are making plays and guys are playing good football. No, you're not. That's not the reality of what's going on.
Text line in. I'm with you, Clint. It pisses me off that they're acting so nonchalant about what's happening. Another text coming in. I agree with Ron. CJ was way too tense and not loose. He has to loosen up and get his swag back. Yeah, for me, I think it's interesting because you're using the word fake, and that's the deal. Is like I don't want them to fake. Like to me, like Laramie Tunsil, I don't like if Laramie Tunsil came off and went off and start going off, I would think that's fake.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.